From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Just over 24 hours after the massive 7.0 magnitude earthquake that hit Haiti, the scope of the devastation there is becoming apparent. In sections of the capital, there are numerous flattened buildings and reports of the dead being piled in the street. At the airport in Port-au-Prince, NPR's Carrie Kahn says the scene is grim.
They've set up a makeshift hospital and they're treating at least 100 injured patients. Everybody has a bandage on their head, it appears. Limbs are bloody and there are people convulsing in pain. Children are crying out to their parents. It's pretty difficult sight here.
NPR's Carrie Kahn, the International Red Cross, is estimating up to a third of Haiti's 9 million people could require aid. President Obama today ordered a military assessment of what's needed, as we hear from NPR's Tom Bowman.
Navy and Coast Guard reconnaissance planes are flying over Haiti in an effort to determine the scope of the damage, Pentagon officials say. Meanwhile, a military assessment team is expected to arrive in Haiti sometime today to pinpoint how much assistance is needed. One official tells NPR, "We can't send aid until we know the scope of the problem." The U.S. Air Force is ready to fly in humanitarian medical supplies aboard C-130 cargo planes once they're given the go-ahead. And Navy ships in Norfolk, Virginia are on standby to get underway with additional supplies. Tom Bowman, NPR News, the Pentagon.
Mr. Obama today ordered an aircraft carrier to be sent to that region. The Blue Ribbon panel charged by Congress with documenting the causes of the financial crisis held its first public hearing today. The first order of business was to question the heads of four of the nation's biggest investment banks. More from NPR's John Itzty.
None of the bankers offered a direct apology, but all acknowledged mistakes were made. Specifically, that the banks got caught up in the frenzy and ignored growing signs of risk. Under questioning by Commission Chairman Phil Angelides, Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein compared the bank's behavior to ignoring the danger of hurricanes after years of quiet weather.
After 10 benign years, how would you look at the risk of a hurricane?
Mr. Blankfein, I want to say this, having sat on the board of the California Earthquake Authority, acts of God will exempt. These were acts of men and women.
Angelides said the commission will follow the facts wherever they lead and, if necessary, refer wrongdoing to the proper authorities. The commission will report to Congress at the end of the year. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve, in its region-by-region look at the economy, says that 10 of the districts where the Fed has member banks reported some increased activity or improvement in conditions. However, at the same time, the Fed says that labor market conditions remained soft in many of the regions. In terms of consumer spending, the Fed says its survey showed holiday spending in 2009 was up only slightly from the previous year. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 53 points. The Nasdaq was up 25 points. This is NPR. One reason for rising health care costs is the number of patent settlements or patent settlements between drug makers, at least according to government regulators. Federal Trade Commission says the number of settlements between brand name and generic drug makers has risen sharply in recent years. Known as pay-to-delay settlements, a branded drug maker rewards a generic competitor for keeping cheaper versions of its drugs off the market. According to the FTC, the number of settlements between drug companies rose to 19 last year from 16 in 2008, something the agency says costs consumers more than $3.5 billion a year. The Vatican has announced that Pope Benedict met the woman who knocked him down in St. Peter's Basilica during Christmas Eve Mass and has forgiven her, NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
25-year-old Susanna Maiolo, a Swiss-Italian with a history of mental problems, was accompanied by her family as she met the Pope in a private audience at the Vatican. At the start of the Christmas Eve Mass, Maiolo jumped the barricades and pulled the Pope down when she was tackled by security guards. The Pope was not hurt. In the commotion, French Cardinal Roger Etchegaray fell to the ground and fractured his hip. Maiolo told the Pope she was sorry for what had happened, the Vatican spokesman said in a statement, while Benedict inquired about her health and wanted to demonstrate his forgiveness. The young woman has been treated at a clinic outside Rome since the incident, while the Vatican investigation continues. The Vatican said no photos or video of the meeting would be released. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices moved slightly lower today. The price of crude fell $1.14 a barrel to end the session at $79.65 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.